views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand. Shannon is known as South Africa's top psychic. Are you ready to make the brave changes that will bring soul into your everyday life? If you have a question on love, career, or health, listen to your spirit guides to find specific, detailed answers. Now, here's your host, Shannon Walbrand.
Hi, this is Shannon, and welcome to Spirit Guidance Radio. I'm welcoming your call. I'd like to hear your question, and I'd like to serve as the translator between you and your spirit guides. So feel free to phone in. The number to dial is 001-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And you're listening to this on WBLQ Radio and also TransformationTalkRadio.com, which is audible via the internet. So I'm Shannon, and I work with people every day, all day long, as clients, individually. So I work with people one-on-one, usually via the phone or sometimes on Skype if they're overseas. And I help people get the key to a certain door. And that door then hopefully cascades into solving many other problems that they have. I have lots of stories to share with you today, lots and lots of information, but we totally have time to take your call, and I look forward to helping you, either through the stories that you're going to be hearing about other people, or also by answering a question that you might pose. So the way to pose a question is with no background information whatsoever. Why? Because your guides and angels already know who you are. So all you would have to say is something like, should I go back to school and get another degree? Or should I marry this guy? Or would it be best for me to have another child? Or how can I get rid of this particular pain that I have? So I have a client story that I want to start off and share with you. We got an email this week from a client who had phoned in to me privately and had said that she was suffering from migraine headaches and that they were so bad she was basically hitting her head against the ground. And I know, because just over the past couple of years, I've also developed migraines. And so first we worked on the Louise Hay affirmation for migraines, which is the feeling behind a migraine can be you're being driven from place to place. You're being hunted. You have to do things. You have to go from A to B to C to D with no rest whatsoever. And this is the situation of many modern people. I would say even the subcategory of modern parents, in that you're picking up the kid from school, going to work, dropping the kid off. Oh my gosh, got to make dinner. And then you're just so, it goes through a collapse. So we worked on that with her, and the affirmation that goes against it, the affirmation that cures the migraine, is then, life provides everything I need easily and comfortably. Life is for me. If that resonates with you, and if you think that maybe you're working against the flow right now, which I have to say happens all the time, could you repeat after me, life is for me. Life is for me. I liked it so much, I even wrote it on my arm with a ballpoint pen, and then I would glance at it. I was looking at my wrist like I had one of those fancy tattoos. And I said, life is for me. What that means to me is, life is working on my behalf. Sometimes it feels the opposite, huh? You try to get something done, and it just won't work. You just can't push against that wall. But that's when your body starts to tell you, hey, stop pushing against that wall. That wall is not going to open. That wall is not a door. So if you can stop yourself before you get to that point, there's a possibility you could head off the migraine. We talked about that, and I talked to the client about that. But the other thing that I brought up was that she was really sensitive to caffeine, and that caffeine was triggering her headaches. And she did the thing that a lot of clients do, which is, no, Shannon, no. I don't take any caffeine, you know. I don't drink coffee. I don't drink tea. She said, I'm just not a caffeine kind of person. And I said, well, I agree with you. You are just not a caffeine kind of person. It's somewhere in your diet, so please look for it. And as you go on, you know, eliminate it. Not 3 days later, we got an email from her saying that she was looking through everything. She was a really good researcher. She got on the internet. She was checking things up. And what she found out was the headache medicine that she was taking had 45 milligrams of caffeine in it. Can you believe it? Oh my gosh. So the thing that she was taking that she thought was helping her was actually re-triggering the next set of headaches. So she wrote and she was really grateful. And she said, thanks for pointing that out. And what I wanted to say to her, and so what I'll say to you is, thank you for taking it seriously enough to research it. Sometimes the advice feels like it just doesn't fit. And you say, oh, no. That's not me. Sure. Okay. I understand, because I also go through that. I also say, what? You want me to what? I don't think so. But I don't reject it. I don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I write it down. I think about it. I run it by other people that I know and who know me very well. And then I work with my own system of trust, because sometimes the message comes to us in a way that we don't like, in a way that we don't understand, and in a way that certainly we're not able to handle that day. It reminds me of the prophet Jonah, who was told by God that he had to go to the people of Nineveh and tell them to repent, or else they were going to be in big trouble with God. And Jonah said, no way. He said, I don't want to. And God said, I do want you to. And you said that you were going to be my prophet. So here you go. This is what you have to do. And Jonah did what? Do you remember the story? He went exactly in the opposite direction and he took off. And he got on a boat and he sailed away from the place where he was supposed to go. And then a huge storm came up, a big, big, big typhoon of a storm. And Jonah went to the captain and said, look, sorry about this, but I think this storm is my fault. And I think that if you throw me overboard, your storm is going to stop and you guys are all going to be, you're all going to live. I may die, but you're all going to live. And the captain said, yeah, okay, let's give it a try. He was willing to try anything. So he threw Jonah off of the boat. And then lo and behold, the storm stopped and the ship sailed on and on and on. Jonah, if you remember, was swallowed up by a whale and was deposited on the beach in, anybody remember? Nineveh. So God made sure that even though Jonah didn't like the message, he didn't like what he was being told to do, everything that he tried to do against that message that was really important. Now remember, he had made a vow with God. He had made a covenant with God that he was going to be his prophet. So that's different kind of for your everyday person. However, we do get these messages that we reject out of hand. And then sometimes if we do a little bit of research, both by ourselves and with we love who love us, we can come to find out what that message is for us and what it can mean to us in a positive and helpful way. So this is what this show is about, Spirit Guidance Radio. I'm going to give you the phone number and then we're going to go to a short break. And when we come back, I hope that you'll feel free to call in and ask your question. The number is 001-800-930-2819. And we'll be right back with more of Spirit Guidance Radio.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Get ready to rock. You asked and we delivered. Friday, February 14th. New redesigned interactive websites. Listen online or download the app. The Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio are bringing the heat. Go to thedrpatshow.com and transformationtalkradio.com. This Friday, you do not want to miss this.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
So the name of today's program is Spread Love Everywhere You Go. And this is a quotation from Mother Teresa, Spread Love Everywhere You Go. Mother Teresa is one of my heroes. I've chosen one hero a month for the year 2014, and I'm writing a book called The Heroes Project that I will interview people and ask them, who are your heroes? How have they influenced you? What are their characteristics that you think are very special? What do you already have in common with them? And what concrete steps would you like to take in your life to make yourself more like your hero? So today and for the rest of February, we're talking about Mother Teresa. And I've really been pleased with the things that I found out about her through my research and reading her biography and reading up on her online, is that she was really all about divine love. So spread love everywhere you go. Means it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be grinning like a Cheshire cat the whole day. I mean, I know that she was fierce. I know that she was strong. I know that she made decisions that other people didn't agree with. But where she went, she brought the true meaning of love, which is charity or caritas, and it is a divine love. It's not, I love you. It's not a romantic love. It's not even really a brotherly love where you see the individual. She saw the individual, but she saw each individual's place in the divine order. And she said, there's something out of order here. The people who are at the bottom of the heap, the people who have no economic power at all, are being so mistreated that they're just dying like flies. And that was what she thought was so wrong. She thought it was unhuman, inhumane, and completely unjust. So that was her point. She was doing the work that needed to be done. And that was her way of spreading love everywhere you go. So I was talking to a friend of mine who's also doing this program with me. She's also choosing heroes every month, and she's choosing her own heroes. And what she said was she was lighting a candle in honor of her hero. And she noticed that Mother Teresa kept coming into her mind. And she wondered why over the past couple of weeks, I mean, we've been talking about this on a regular basis, that she had been giving so much more money to people on the street, people who were begging or poor people that she ran into. She just found herself reaching into her pocket and pulling out coins everywhere she went. And she thought, and we talked about, was Mother Teresa her spirit? Was she influencing us? I mean, is that even possible? Well, between you and me, I think it is. We're going to go to the phones. We've got Layla on the line. Hi, this is Shannon. How can I help?
Hello, thanks for taking my call. Just had a question as far as... if you can get a message from Spirit, their guidance and advice as far as trying to unlearn some of the maybe negative, you know, beliefs or habits that are associated with maybe certain experiences in my life.
In fact, thanks, Layla. In fact, I pulled the reading before you called. So I have a stack of things that I've already assembled. And here we go. Let's see if this resonates with you, because I think this is the right reading for you. For those who have been abused physically and emotionally, and in whom this abuse has resulted in the inability to feel, where the door has been slammed on open communication, trust, and the warm interchange that occurs between individuals, and the ability to reach out to others is absent, and where one has retreated to some cold fortress deep within oneself, this essence breaks down the barriers and opens one up to warmth and caring from others so that healing can occur. Okay, Layla, you don't have to agree with every single phrase, but is that true that because of the difficulties that you experience, that you find yourself retreating and unable to make strong connections with others?
I think sometimes it can affect it. Maybe not completely in all ways, but yeah, sometimes I can see.
Sure. What the angels are suggesting that you do is to take tiny, tiny steps in warm communications with people who often affirm you. So there are people in your life who can act as a wet blanket and who can say, "Ah, that's a rubbish idea. Why would you ever try to do that?" And then there are people who say, "Great. Oh, you're going to start that. What a great idea. You can do it." And so the angels totally want you to gravitate towards those people who are immediately encouraging, because they're showing me you as if you are a fragile egg in a nest, and that you really need to be taken care of in soft and gentle ways right now as you emerge from, as they describe, a fortress within yourself so that you can become more vulnerable. How does that sound to you?
I can definitely resonate, especially right now with that. So I can definitely,
Okay. I believe that you are being loved and protected and guided. And then I also believe that you can make choices about the kinds of people that you spend a lot of time with, and also the kinds of people that you confess your dreams to. Just be careful about that right now. You're a bit too vulnerable to tell everybody about your next plans. Okay?
Right. Okay.
All right. Lovely. Thanks for phoning, Layla. Keep in touch.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. The number to call if you'd like to ask a question is 001-800-930-2819. 001-800-930-2819. And what we're working on right now is the idea of Mother Teresa. So when my friend told me that she had been influenced by the spirit of Mother Teresa, and I said, why not? You know, that could totally be true. I realized that when I was driving my son to school, that we have been carrying around bags of cookies and that I'd been handing them out. And that only started about 2 weeks ago. Here, we live in Johannesburg, where there are lots of people on every street corner asking for help and asking for food or asking for change. And so, of course, we've done it before, but I hadn't realized that because I had set the internal intention to model myself after Mother Teresa, that it would come through in my ordinary actions without my noticing. Now I see that the power of this Heroes Project is more pervasive than I had imagined. And so I'd really invite you to participate. Choose a hero. Choose a hero for the month of February. There's still time. There's still 10 more days. And I want you to think about which characteristics you already have in common and how you can build on that brick by brick. Okay, I'd like to tell you about another thing, too. I mentioned last week, and I did a reading from the St. Francis Novena, St. Francis of Assisi, who's also a fantastic role model. And we've been praying the St. Francis Novena together, and that's a 9-day prayer, and we finished it this week. And what the St. Francis Novena brought to me, what I was asking for, was clarity and peace of mind. And as I mentioned last week, in the novena, as we were praying, one of the prompts was to give up something. You also might know that we're going towards Lent. And so Lent is a season of giving up and making amends and preparing. And so what came to me was that I was on Facebook scrolling, and it was a way of my avoiding my actual work. And my work is to be creative. My work is to write this book. My work is to do research so that I can produce things that will be helpful to people. Facebook is useful and to keep in touch with family and friends. I was going onto Facebook maybe, 17 times a day. So that was really an avoidance behavior that I was using. So thanks to the St. Francis Novena, I was able to recognize that. And now I've cut it down to 2 visits, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. If you'd like to join me on Facebook, my Facebook business page is facebook.com/ShannonWalbrand, all one word. And that one I do check regularly because people ask, how can I get a reading? Or they ask, where are you based? Or they ask other kinds of factual questions. And I also post inspirational things that I pick up about these themes that we're working on and about the shows. And I tell clients stories. So on that, I would gladly have you interact with me. But me on my personal babies and cousins page. Okay, I'm telling you, I'm checking in and I'm saying I have made great progress. And what my prayer was really about with St. Francis is what he brings. He brings simplicity. He brings, make me a channel of your peace. He brings clarity. And by taking that distraction out of my life, I have to say I've gotten a lot more done this week than I have in the past couple of months. So I really feel a lot better about that. So I invite you also to pray the novena. You can find the next novena. It's going to be on praymorenovenas.com. Praymorenovenas.com. Please join me. They never tell you who the next one is going to be about. It could be about the Virgin Mary. It could be about another saint. So it's really an excellent tool for focusing on one intention for 9 days. And I highly, highly recommend it. So I'm going to, yes, we have enough time. Okay, before we go to the next break, I'm going to tell you another client story that was really wonderful. I was talking to a guy who had been at my book launch, and this was a while ago, and he said that I was at the book launch. I gave a presentation, and there were, 100 people in the room, and I went from person to person, and each person asked just one question, and I channeled a message from their guides. So it was bing, 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 and it was going really well. And so then he told me that I came to him, he asked his question, and I gave the answer, and he said, okay, she's been 99% correct throughout the whole auditorium, and she's wrong with me. That's fine. I'll let it go. You know, it's been a wonderful evening. She doesn't have to be right all the time. So the message was that he was supposed to work with disabled people and that he was going to be a coach, and he was going to work in organizations that would help youth and that would help people who are handicapped. And he said, okay, no, that's not going to happen. That's not on my agenda at all. 3 months after that session, he got a phone call from an organization that had heard about him randomly and invited him to come and do work with their target population. Their participants were all people who were deeply disabled and who were housed in this organization. They were living there. And so he said yes, and he remembered the reading. He went in, and according to the president of the organization, they flocked around him. All the people, all the participants, they were mostly young people, came up to him and hugged him and kissed him and greeted him and welcomed him as if they knew him. And the president said, this has actually never happened before. And my client said, yeah, it's never happened to me before either. And he became one of their greatest spokespeople, and he became actually a part of their organization. And he said that it is one of the most meaningful things that he's ever done, even though, of course, he first of all rejected the message out of hand. I'd like to take your call and try to get you a message. The number to dial is 001-800-930-2819. We'll be back after a short break. You're listening to Spirit Guidance Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thanks for joining us on Spirit Guidance Radio. Please call in with your question with 001-800-930-2819. I see we have Elizabeth on the line. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you doing?
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Good, good. So I spoke to you last week. I rang in and you mentioned about using rescue remedy for little children with kind of like nightmares, sleep problems, stress. So we're doing that. So thank you very much. And
sure.
Also during the show as well, crabapple flowers came up just as a general reading for everyone. So I did dash out to the shop and buy those.
I'm so glad you could find it. That's terrific. I'm glad it was there.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it almost wasn't. I kind of had to con the lady into selling me hers because she had one unopened as like a tester.
Wow,
and she didn't want to tell
me. Yeah, how is it working there in the family? Are things calming down at all?
I think a little bit. Yeah, yeah. You recommended water with her and nature. And, you know, you were so right on because when she walks home from school, she picks up leaves, she brings home stones, and she wants to be with the stone all evening. She goes, where's my
that's
stone?
Really
my
beautiful.
Stone?
You've got a real nature child. I mean, I think all children are generally, you know, they're most responsive to nature. What's interesting is that I was just speaking with this homeopath about homeopathy, which is not my area of expertise, and she said that children respond most to plant-based medicines because children are like plants in that they are rooted in one place and they just have to respond to what the environment gives them. So if it's sunny, it's sunny. If it rains, it rains on a plant. And so she recommends more plant-based remedies for kids rather than mineral-based remedies, which are more effective for adults like you and me.
Ah, see, now something is interesting. Now we're talking about it. This past week, since we've kind of started with the new not exactly treatment, but new regime with her, with the water and the nature. She's been asking to go back to the place where we used to live, because we used to live in a cave house in the middle of nature.
Really? And almost can you guys visit there? Is it okay?
Yeah, we can visit. The thing is, I don't really like it that much.
Interesting, huh? Do you have a specific question that you want to talk about today?
Yeah, I wanted to ask actually about sleep, because I would say my whole family, myself included, we don't really sleep that well. And I wondered if there was any kind of general advice or patterns that are coming up at the moment with that.
Well, I can talk about you. So it's harder for me to tap into other people, even though I know that you're concerned about them. But I can pick up on what's happening with you. And what your guides are telling me is that you're short of magnesium. And I don't know if you've noticed any chipping or peeling of your fingernails or your toenails. But what they're telling me is that they'd like you, so I guess we're speaking about a mineral remedy, aren't we? They'd like you to take a mineral supplement of calcium and magnesium balanced together. And can you get molasses there? Do you know what I mean by molasses?
Yeah, I've seen it in one of the shops, yeah.
Okay, molasses, 2 tablespoons of that in hot water before you go to sleep, is a source of magnesium. And also, in your case, iron. I don't know if you feel that you're a little bit anemic, but what they're telling me is that you're a bit iron deficient also. So they would like you to take both a CalMag supplement and then also 2 tablespoons of molasses in a glass of warm water before you go to sleep. So I guess, Elizabeth, this will only be helpful to you, but what they're telling me is that your sleep is restless and kind of disrupted. So you go in and out of very shallow levels of sleep, whereas magnesium can help you get to those deeper levels of sleep that will give your body more of a chance to heal overnight. How does that sound to you?
Yeah, because I kind of dream all night. I feel like I don't get to that restful sleep.
I don't know the names of those levels, but I think you're in REM, the one where the eyes are moving back and forth and you're having a lot of visual dreams.
Well, I have fun anyway, at least.
That's good. Thanks for calling in, and let us know if you can get a hold of that molasses and see how it is. You know, it's kind of sweet. It doesn't taste great, but you can mix it with something else if you'd like, as long as that something isn't caffeinated.
Okay. Well, whiskey then.
Yeah, hey, let us know how it works. Thanks for phoning, Elizabeth. Talk to you later.
Okay, then.
Bye. The number to call is 001-800-930-2819. You're listening to Spirit Guidance Radio, and this is Shannon Walbrand. I'm a spirit guide interpreter, helping you get messages from your angels and guides. And you can ask questions about your child if your child is in your care and under 18 years old. You can ask questions about your health. You can ask some questions about what remedies would work best for you and how you can treat problems in your health. That can be very useful. What I'd like to talk to you about now is something that I've got going, which is called a teleseminar. A teleseminar is a free lecture that you can call into, and the phone number that you would dial would be like a toll-free number, and there are toll-free numbers available in every country, possibly not every country, in most major countries. And the teleseminar I'm going to run is going to be on the first Friday of every month, and it's going to be called Tools for Guidance. The first Friday of the month, and this coming first Friday of the month, is March 7th. And the title is going to be How to Really Use Angel Cards to Get Your Answers. Because I've been working with angel cards for years and years, and there are many, many ways to do it. And so I would like to share that with you. The seminar will go for about 45 minutes, and you would phone in for free, as I say, and then you would have a chance to ask questions about the technique. And we would take your questions and use them as examples during the hour-long session. So it'll go, probably between 45 minutes and an hour. And won't you please contact me via my website, shannonwalbrand.com, if you think that a teleseminar would be useful to you, and if you'd like to take Tools for Guidance as a course, because I think it could be really helpful for you. The next thing I'd like to share with you is a reading from 1 Minute Wisdom by Anthony DeMello. And the introduction itself is interesting. It says, the books of Father Anthony DeMello were written in a multi-religious context to help the followers of other religions agnostics and atheists in their spiritual search. So this guy, Anthony DeMello, he was born and grew up in India, and then he became a Catholic priest. And this is the first reading of the book is one that it really moved me. And so I wanted to share it with you. The disciples come to the master and they ask him, is there such a thing as 1 minute wisdom? And the master looks at them and he replies, there certainly is, but surely 1 minute is far too brief. It is 59 seconds too long. You know that moment of revelation when, as they say, the penny drops and you really get it. Wisdom can happen in a flash. Sometimes it takes 17 years before it builds up to the point where you're able to hear it and understand it. And then all of a sudden, yes, that wisdom makes sense. As our theme for this day's production is spread love everywhere you go, what I'd like you to consider is that when you absorb wisdom and when you understand something truly, even if it's for the first time, you're absorbing the love that God has for us because he spreads his love everywhere he goes, which is everywhere, through wisdom. It's through knowing how to deal with life, which is what wisdom is. The French word for wisdom, another way of saying intelligence, is savoir-faire, to know what to do, to know what to do, to know how to do something, to understand what the right thing is at the right time. And it reminds me of the two forms of time that there are. One is called chronos, and that refers to chronological time, the time on the clock, the date, the calendar. And the other one is called kairos, K-A-I-R-O-S, which means the appropriate time, the right time, the blessed time, the time when everything comes together. Synchronicity means the time of togetherness, when time, chronos, happens with something else. As Jung described it, synchronicity is when two occurrences, coincidences, happen and they bring meaning. And they bring, in fact, joy, because they bring clarity and wisdom to our experience. So I'd like you to consider this reading by Father Anthony DeMello, that 1 minute wisdom does exist. You can attain wisdom in 1 minute, or even, as he says, 1 second, if you're open-minded and you allow yourself to have those flashes of illumination. When you expose yourself to high-quality experiences, people, reading, and knowing within yourself by resonating with what's happening on the outside. So that's another reason why I would really like you to consider working with angel cards, because it's one of the first ways that you can have contact with your guides. If you're new to this experience, you can pull a card and it can send you a message that can really be meaningful for you for that exact moment. And as you work with cards, you develop a dialogue, and different cards tend to then represent different people or different situations in your life. So you keep pulling the card vampire and it keeps representing your workplace, for example. And as you work with one deck over and over and over again, you learn the vocabulary and the guides learn how to speak with you so that you can achieve a holy level of communication that can bring you that wisdom and that information that you've been seeking. Okay, I'm going to give you our phone number again so that you can make your call. The number is 001-800-930-2819. You're listening to Spirit Guidance Radio. We're going to take a short break and we'll be back with more. Thanks.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IAMEnergy.ca.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Thanks for listening to Spirit Guidance Radio. The number to call is 001-800-930-2819. And in this last segment, which is going to take us up to the top of the hour, I'd like to share with you some interesting information that I have gathered just for you. The practice that I'd like to describe to you today is a listening partnership. If you're going through a challenge, it's really recommended that you get together with someone who is also going through a challenge, but of a totally different sort. So one of you could be trying to lose weight, and the other one of you could be struggling with a relationship, and to form what's called a listening partnership. A listening partnership is one in which you call each other on a regular basis. It could be daily, it could be weekly, but it's recommended not that it goes longer than every week, okay? So don't make it into 2 weeks or once a month. And you and your friend talk about what's going on, but in this way, with only reflective listening and only mirroring. So she might say to you, okay, I've decided to go on the Atkins diet and I'm going to buy these kinds of groceries and I really think that I can do it and I've made room in my freezer and I'm going to prepare my meals and you just listen. So it's very tempting to say, yes, I saw some recipes, or wouldn't you like to borrow my cookbook? That would be so helpful for you. Try not to do that. Try to say instead, I hear what you're going to do. I hear that you're going to clear out space in your fridge. I think what you've got going is fantastic. I really appreciate everything that you're doing so far. Tell me more about your project. So the key phrase is tell me more. And so then you turn to her and you say, yeah, I'm really struggling in my relationship and I'm losing my temper all the time and it's just not happening. And your friend says back to you, I hear that you're struggling. Tell me more. This is one of the most effective ways to meet your goals because the wisdom and the answers then come from within yourself. I see that we've got Jill on the line and I'd like to take that call. Hi, Jill. This is Shannon. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Jill.
Hi, Jill. What's your question today for your angels?
I come from, I know we all do, an extremely dysfunctional family. My parents are gone. I'm the youngest. My sisters will never change. I am finally figuring that out. I've been doing a lot of healing process and getting clarity, but I'm still feeling stuck somewhere.
Well, I really, first of all, value you for identifying that your background has given you so much trouble. Number two, realizing that the people around you are not going to change. And number three, doing the healing processes that are leading you towards clarity. Now, to give you information about what your angels are saying about you, they're saying that art is going to be one of the best ways for you to express yourself. And they say that you have a wicked sense of humor that you're not sharing with me now, but that you're really incredibly funny, that you can tell a heck of a good story and you can really make people laugh. So art and comedy are related in that they are a way of telling a story that is slanted, if you know what I mean. It's not a straight newspaper version. So just like art shows you what happened, but it's not a photograph, it's a version of what happened. And comedy is a version of what happened, but it's a funny version, you know, it's off-centered. And that's what makes that's really what works, because people can hear it, identify with it, and then they can feel it, that they've been in that same situation themselves. So how does that work for you, and how would you like to apply that message to yourself?
Will that help me get unstuck? Something is still stuck.
Yes, it is humor that will help you get unstuck, and it is art that will help you move through it. So the way to do comedy is either by telling funny stories, by getting up and learning how to do stand-up comedy, or by writing it in a humorous version. So which of those would appeal to you the best?
I can be pretty funny. That's amazing that you picked that up, because a lot of people don't know that about me.
I think your angels do know who you are. And me, I'm just the translator. So what they're saying is that you're pretty hilarious. And they want you to gain your confidence by telling stories of even pretty dark things that have happened. But you can tell it because you've got that perspective from time and age. You can tell it in a funny way. And you'll know when it's working, when people are laughing with you and not pitying at all. There's no trace of pity. They're like, I know, that's true. Ha ha, that's so great. That's so funny. Me too. That's when it's working. So can you try to think of maybe five negative stories that happened to you, like the time that my mom forgot my birthday, right? The time that my mom forgot my birthday and then she remembered at the last minute and she called the next door neighbor to be a magician and he didn't have a rabbit, so he used his cat. You know, okay, so it's like it's a tragic story. My mom forgot my birthday. This is really awful.
Yeah.
But if you can make it into something funny, does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, well done.
I never
and then
thought
art,
of it that
they're
way.
Actually asking for you to take art a little bit more seriously and to take up drawing or painting and maybe to take an art therapy course. Now, how would that sit with you?
I would love to take an art therapy course if there was anywhere around here I could do that.
Okay, they're telling me community college is going to help you with that. Community college. Maybe you can ask them if they have anything like that, either in their psychology department or people learning how to be counselors, that you would be willing to be their guinea pig. That could be really cool.
That's a good idea, too.
Okay, great. I'm so glad you called, Jill. I'm wishing you the best. Take care and keep in touch, okay?
That was really, really, really amazing and interesting, helpful, insightful. That was good.
Thanks, Jill. Call back if you have another question. I'd be very glad to help you.
Thank you.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye. So I'd like to bring you to another piece, because I really did think that that listening partnership would be effective for a lot of people who are here today with us on the radio. And, you know, I've written a book called Guided, How to Communicate with Your Spirit Guides. And one of my main missions is to hand on the ability to other people, how to increase their ability to hear, to listen, to tune into their intuition. And then I know that some of you who are tuning into this, whether it's today in February 2014 or in the future when you're listening to the podcast, I know that some of you are developing your psychic abilities. So a question I get a lot, and I'd like to share this with you, and of course there's tons more information in my book, Guided, which is available on Amazon and Kindle, and it's available on Audible, which makes it into an audiobook. The question is, what advice would you give to someone who is developing his or her skills as a psychic? I've got lots to say on the subject. I could do a whole hour on this. But here are some of the things that I came up with. First of all, believe. Believe your own messages. The next one is, have faith and remember that you are guided. You're going to make mistakes, so go slowly. Don't insist on any message that you're giving to another person. Please be humble. You can say something like, this is what I'm getting. How is it working for you? This is what I'm picking up. does that resonate with you? Remembering, as I said earlier in the hour, that people are going to reject advice out of hand that feels too uncomfortable or it feels like too much of a leap for them. They're going to have to come to their own truth later on, and they're the ones who are going to have to live with that later. So you can just say, you know, I'm really getting a picture that you should become, you know, a midwife. And they say, what? I've never even thought about that. Okay, fine. You just offer it. Then, of course, work on yourself. Go to other psychics and healers. Find tools, use them, and then drop them. So use angel cards, use them, drop it. And then use a pendulum, use it, drop it. Have normal relationships. Go public. Normalize this profession and be super professional about what you do. Okay, those are some of the things that I want to tell you about. What advice would you give to someone who is developing his or her skills as a psychic? If you do have a question about that, it's a topic that I love to talk about. So if you'd like to phone in next week on the show, you can write our number down and you can make a date to call us next Thursday. The phone number to call is 001-800-930-2819. This podcast will be available on my website, which is shannonwalbran.com, or also on transformationtalkradio.com, where you'll also find a host of other wonderful shows about animals and healing and lots of other stuff. So always remember that you are guided. Thanks for listening today to Spirit Guidance Radio. Take care, and we'll be speaking with you next week. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbran on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to hear messages from your spirit guides. You are guided. Visit ShannonWalbran.com to schedule a personal session with Shannon and change your life.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook /Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google Plus, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella.
one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.